The bill that passed the Senate committee differs from the one that passed the full state assembly in several ways. The Senate plan would cap loans at $1,500. The assembly version would cap them at $600. The Senate bill would let people take out one rollover loan to pay off a previous loan. The assembly bill would ban rollovers. The Senate plan would also continue to allow auto title loans. The assembly plan would make them illegal. Taken as a whole, the Senate plan goes a little easier on the payday loan industry than the assembly version. Wauwatosa Democratic Senate sponsor Jim Sullivan calls it a balancing effort.
My desire all along has been to provide consumer protection, to make sure we have realistic regulation right now where we don't have any, but also to make sure that a lender of last resort continues to be there.
Sullivan's bill would also set up a statewide zoning ordinance that restricts how close payday loan stores can be to one another and to homes. But critics of the industry say neither Sullivan's plan nor the assembly version go far enough because they don't cap interest rates. Right now, rates on some payday loans can reach 500%. Milwaukee Democrat Tim Carpenter says he'll try to add a 36% rate cap to the bill when it comes up for a vote in the Senate. He says the average person wants the cap.
It offends the, the sense of the common man, the average person. They just don't think it's right if someone's being charged a couple 100%.
Carpenter says he's still a couple votes shy of being able to pass the rate cap in the Senate. A similar effort to cap rates died in the state assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.